Hello there. I hope we didn't leave you in too much suspense after last week's episode. Get comfortable, because we're about to make you uncomfortable. The third part of our story, Sing the Old Alma Mater, is about to begin. It was taped live at the Bickford Theater at the Morris Museum on Sunday, October 1st, 2017. This episode is coming to you thanks to ZipRecruiter. Do you know what to do when you're in need of great talent for your business, but short on time? You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. It's no wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Find out for yourself and for free. Go to ziprecruiter.com/fireside. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Fireside, Mystery Theater, and ZipRecruiter.com present Job Interviews from the Fifth Circle of Hell. Employers, have you ever found yourself in this situation?
So tell me, do you have any rats in this organization?
Rats? You mean like rodents?
No, I mean like squealers, informants, tattletales, canary birds, snitches, you know, rats.
Oh.
Because I hate rats.
You do?
Can't stand them. Look, if you want me to work for you, I can't be looking over my shoulder for some cheese-eating rat.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates?
There's only one thing you could do with a rat, I say. If I ever find one,
you must know that it's people who make your business a success. The right people.
You can't trust no rat, right? I mean, would you trust somebody like that?
No.
With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 job sites with just one click. And ZipRecruiter is unlike other job sites. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
You let one shady character like that in here, next thing you know, you're all infested with them. Then you gotta call in an exterminator.
A service which I would provide at no extra charge if you catch my drift.
Would you like some decaf?
Or perhaps a chill pill?
What was that guy?
Nothing. Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. ZipRecruiter has an easy-to-use dashboard where you can screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place. No juggling emails or calls to the office.
You know, after this guy leaves, you can find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the best, most qualified job candidates with immediate results.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Oh, and get this. As a Fireside Mystery Theater listener, you can do it for free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside. That's right. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside. Post jobs for free and find the right talent to make your business a success.
I couldn't hear you. Could you do that just a little bit louder?
I said...
Go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/fireside. And you can post jobs for free.
Hey! What are you carrying on about over here?
Oh, nothing, sir. We're just doing a commercial, sir.
You better not have a wire on you, pal.
Sir?
Yeah?
Would you mind putting the firearm back in the holster, please?
And now, let us return to our story. Polly and old Mr. Holst continue to wander the old abandoned school. As they explore each new area, behind every smile and pleasantry exchanged, is a look of unease. Unease that neither one wishes to acknowledge.
They all more or less look the same, Miss Manfield, except this one, eh?
Well, yeah. I mean, the classrooms all seem to have the same dimensions, more or less. But this one seems to have more personality to it.
More stuff in here, anyways.
I just love how small and intimate these classrooms are.
Yeah, this school didn't have more than 200 students or so at a time. Pretty funny for a place as big as this, but I guess that's what it was built for, all those rich kids so they can have all the extra special attention. It's nice and all, but... I'm glad I went to good old Wurlitzer High. The kids that went here had a certain reputation.
Yeah?
Yeah. especially toward the end. St. Thad's became something of a clearinghouse for the type of kids not even the military schools wanted to take on.
Well, you must know why it closed then.
I don't know all that much about it. I think it had to do with what I mentioned to you over the phone. The land being contaminated, lead, and other stuff like that.
Right. I remember. I'm gonna have that looked into. Well, this place had to be the English teacher's domain, right? Look at all the old books here. I see Chaucer, Shakespeare.
What's that one there?
Huh, well, this one was pretty modern for the time. The Old Man and the Sea. You said the school closed in 1960, right? This book came out in the early 50s. I had to read this myself in high school. It's interesting what becomes canon in literature.
Yeah, I'm not sure I read that one. Maybe I did? I can't remember. There was a movie of it, right? With Spencer Tracy, was it?
Yeah, that's right. We had to watch that as well.
Old Ernest. Papa, they used to call him. Quite a fella. But in the end, such a disappointment. Took the coward's way out with that shotgun in his mouth and all.
Well, he suffered from depression. A lot of folks do, you know.
Well, it's just my opinion, but there's other ways to deal with the hard things life throws at you.
Well, it's easy to just say that, Mr. Holst. I lost my own father in a very similar way, for very similar reason. All because of depression.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Mansfield. As I was trying to say, it's just my...
Hey! Oh, wow! I'm just noticing this. Look!
Well, now... Writing, a chalk writing, still on the blackboard? Can you make out what it says?
Yes, well, it looks almost like it's freshly written. Well, that's a curious little sentence there.
Don't you just love that sentence? I find it absolutely thrilling. Conrad does with four words what other authors end up laboring over for volumes. I just had to write it out for you for sheer emphasis. But it's not enough to simply read it. It must be recited. Read it aloud for me, would you, Jack?
Hazard has such accuracies.
Hazard has such accuracies. The slicing sounds inherent in the words are the very sounds of her knife entering his flesh. Hazard has such accuracies. Chaz, what are you doing?
Sorry, Miss Abbott?
Still drawing funny pictures in the margins of our books, are we?
No, not really.
You're a wonderful artist, Chaz. I want to encourage you to follow your muse. You have one of the most creative minds walking the halls of our school these days. I'm not cross with you, really. Please, may I glance at your drawing?
Well...
It's all right. I think I know what it is already. Ah, yes. It's exactly what I thought it would be. It still keeps you awake at night, does it?
Yes, Miss Abbott.
Yes, we hear it singing in the dormitory every night.
Eric, must I remind you? In my classroom, one speaks only when he is called upon.
Sorry, Miss Abbott.
The crickets sang and set the sun, and workmen finished one by one their seam the day upon. The low grass loaded with the dew, the twilight stood as strangers do, with hat in hand, polite and new, to stay as if, or go. A vastness as a neighbor came, a wisdom without face or name, a peace as hemispheres at home. And so the night became. Jack, you hear it at night as well, don't you?
Sometimes it's so close, I feel like it could just crawl inside my ear.
Good. Very good. Who here among us can recall what they dreamed the night before? Anyone? Well, if it will help break the ice, I will tell you what I dreamed about last night. I was in a reverie. I turned a corner and then found myself in a very large, old house. I had become someone else. Someone else from another time and place. I wore a very thin, white cotton dress with a long tear down the side. Many men wanted to approach me, but I would only speak to them from behind a thick wooden door. This delighted me. And suddenly, I saw the knob slowly turning from the inside, and I... All right, gentlemen. When again we meet, I expect you will have read the next four chapters of The Secret Agent. And remember, tomorrow will be a very new day for us. Going forward, for 4 days a week, I will no longer refer to the occupants of my classroom as gentlemen, but as ladies and gentlemen. 5 students from our sister school of St. Catherine will be entering our inner sanctum. We will greet them with every courtesy and respect, won't we? Until tomorrow, then. Yes, yes, Eric.
Miss Abbott. Can I have a minute of your time?
I suppose. But you don't want to be late for your next class, do you?
I just want to talk for a moment.
I can already tell you want more than a moment. You have many questions, haven't you?
I do have some, Miss Abbott.
Well, ask your questions, Eric, and I will let you know when you've exceeded your time limit.
What do I have to do, Miss Abbott?
Do?
I get good marks, even in your class. I don't have any demerits this term, so far at least. I'm reasonably popular, I think I'm a decent person, yet...
Yet you wish to become a member of the Red Lion Club.
Yes. Several of the guys in our class are in your club, including my 2 best friends.
Jack and Chaz.
Yes. I mean, Jack and Chaz definitely have their qualities, but they get into trouble fairly often. More trouble than I get into, for sure. Their grades aren't so great either, and...
Oh, Eric. I'm sorry, my dear. I wish I had a better answer for you, but something has to happen to you, Eric. And I must be able to see it very clearly.
What do you need to see, Miss Abbott? Please tell me.
Our time has run out, Eric. I'll see you tomorrow. Good afternoon.
Miss Abbott, what if I find it?
Eric, I believe
What if I find the cricket?
You won't. You cannot. Not yet.
Chaz Morley, it seems like you have a real problem. A compulsion, I would call it. You like to draw pictures, I see. Cartoons. Grotesque cartoons. Obscene images that show a vile contempt for your superiors, the faculty of this school. This is the 4th time we've had to meet in my office regarding this matter, Chaz.
Yes, sir.
You have to understand. Having to sit here and chat with you about your misguided cartooning career is an incredible waste of my time. Yours, too.
It won't happen again, Dean Hubble.
What's wrong with you, boy? Why do you keep doing this? You know I'll always find out. I'm fully aware of every move you make. If it happens here, you'd better believe I'll know all about it. So why do you persist? You'll always be seated before me the way you are now. And a very painful price will be exacted for your transgression. Maybe I've been too easy on you. Perhaps the pain imparted with the punishment
has not been severe enough. Or is it that a sick mind such as yours has a taste for it?
Yes.
May I?
Miss Abbott, I am in the...
Allow me to interrupt for a moment.
Miss Abbott, now is not the time.
I'm sorry to interfere, Mr. Hubble, but I witnessed what happened outside and couldn't stand by any longer. I am here to make the case for this young man's innocence.
His innocence? His innocence?
Yes. Where is the drawing in question? Have you even looked at it, Mr. Hubble?
Yes. I crumpled it up and threw it there in the wastebasket, in the trash, where it belongs.
Well, it's obvious to me that you did not examine the paper closely enough. I beg you to retrieve it, to fetch it from the trash.
Miss Abbott, I saw it. Believe me, it's nothing that should be shown in the presence of a lady.
Please, look again. I'm afraid you've made a mistake.
I don't see why I should indulge you.
I see it. There is only one ball of paper in your receptacle.
If you must insist.
Thank you, Mr. Hubble. Again, I apologize for interfering, but I just...
What? Where did it go?
Where did what go?
The caricature of Mr. Randall and myself.
As you and I can both clearly see, there's nothing like that on either side of that page.
But a drawing of... What's this?
A cricket.
A cricket. As you can see, it's signed by the artist seated here.
Miss Abbott, how did you know?
I saw you grab the paper from the boys as I was passing by. I recognized the same doodle Chaz made while he sat in my own classroom earlier.
All right, Morley. Two demerits for passing notes in class. You may leave now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
How dare you undermine my authority, Miss Abbott?
I apologize for crossing that line, Mr. Hubble. But he really was being falsely accused.
Falsely accused? Miss Hubble, do you realize that Chaz never once professed his innocence to me?
Perhaps he only saw the futility of doing so.
And the way the boys hunched around him in secret in the locker area when I found them? The way they snickered and leered over the drawing?
A drawing of a cricket? Really, Mr. Hubble, do you need to take another glance at the paper? Par from the height of lasciviousness, no?
Oh, a trick was played upon me just now. I know it.
That isn't so, Mr. Hubble. Sometimes we see what we want to see.
I could say the same for you when it comes to some of those boys.
Oh, don't think I don't already know about that secret little club of yours. Don't think for a second that I approve of such things.
You're referring to my Red Line Club. It's nothing to be alarmed about, Mr. Hubble. It's simply a gathering of my best students. I created it to help them find the surest path to prestige and excellence.
And what part could a hopeless wretch like Chaz play in such an elite group? Or troublemakers and reprobates like Jack Chase, Toby Miller, Jason Riley, and a lot of them? I'm not sure what it says about them, or what it says about you as a teacher, or as a dignified person at all.
Well, Mr. Hubble, before you proceed to pass judgment on me, or the members of my club, do I need to remind you? There are certain transgressions of your own that I don't approve of myself. Neither would the members of the board of the Archdiocese. Transgressions that may, unlike Chaz's case, be illustrated by colorful documents that can actually be produced. Just leave Chaz and the members of my little club alone, and I'm confident that a peaceful and satisfying coexistence can be maintained between the two of us.
That's pretty silky for a threat, Miss Abbott. But let me remind you, I've served as Dean of St. Thaddeus for 33 years. How long have you taught English at this school?
4 years?
I like to think that I am just as proficient at mathematics as I am in the study of literature. And I am quite adept at giving lessons on both. If anyone bothers to more carefully examine the goings-on in this office alone, they would soon discover that much does not add up. Test me, Mr. Hubble, and I will gladly test you.
You're mad. You're completely out of your mind.
I know exactly where it's buried.
Excuse me?
It's under a block of stone, by the last pew of the chapel, where no one can find it. Or so you think.
What did you just say?
You heard exactly what I just said.
How did you know?
You have nothing to worry about, my dear Mr. Hubble. I won't go near it. It has no value to me other than simply knowing it exists. You know, I've always been curious about the etymology of the word stalemate. Do you know anything about the origin of that word, Mr. Hubble? I didn't think so. I suppose I have to do a little research on my own.
Get out of my office.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hubble.
And what's this door? Another classroom?
I guess.
Well, this doorknob seems to be...
Randall, for the love of Christ, this is the fourth time in 2 weeks. All right. Which of you did this? Which one of you whelps broke another pencil in the lock of Mr. Randall's door? Ah, damn it! All right, listen up.
Mr. Randall, wait and keep all your students in your class right here. Don't move. I'm going to get the janitor. And we'll get this door open in a few minutes.
I hate to disappoint the prankster among us, but chemistry class will be proceeding very shortly.
I hope you catch the guy, Mr. Hubble. After all, we have a big exam coming up today.
Still hungry for learning, are we, Jack? You better hope I don't dust that doorknob for fresh fingerprints, son.
You don't have to touch the doorknob in order to break a pencil in the lock. Not that I did anything of the sort. It's just a casual observation.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay put. Mr. Randall, come with me a moment.
Jack, are you crazy? What if he finds out that you did it?
He won't find out.
He knows not to mess with us anymore.
What? Not to mess with you? What are you talking about, Chaz?
That was pretty immature, Jack, gotta say.
You know, you used to be fun, Eric. What's come over you? Where's that old charm of yours?
This is something only us redliners understand. Don't enter any cage you haven't designed yourself.
Pretty profound quote, Chaz. Who said that? Confucius?
Something Mrs. Ebbett says.
You're gonna love her class, Amanda.
It's the only enjoyable class in this entire style.
The best teacher I've ever had anywhere, and I've been in and out of a lot of schools.
What is it about her class that you love so much?
It's hard to describe. It's often a bit strange, but always very interesting.
There's something very relaxing and soothing about her class.
She draws you in. She knows how to tell a story.
She gets you excited. Not just stuff you have to read, but like... real stuff. Stuff that matters in real life.
Unlike these other cadavers trying to pass themselves off as teachers, she takes a personal interest in her students.
Some more than others.
Amanda, you coming to the game this Saturday? We're gonna wipe the field with those ballerinas from Holy Cross.
We're gonna smash them!
I was thinking about it. You playing too, Eric?
No, but I'll be there to feed them raw meat.
Eric will be the one with the pom-poms.
Har har. Eric's not what you'd call the athletic type.
Remember when Eric was in crutches for 6 weeks after that terrible chess accident?
Are you really a chess player, Eric?
Neither Jack or Chaz has beaten me yet, but that's not saying much.
Oh, I'm pretty good. I bet I could beat you.
We should play a game sometime.
All right, everyone, move aside for a moment while we get this door opened.
Driving me mad. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, I know what you mean, Eric. Sitting side by side with these cute girls all day, I'm about to burst.
No, I'm talking about the damn cricket in this room. Where the hell is it?
Of course, he's talking about a cricket when we're talking about chicks. Wrong animal, nitwit.
There's no one better looking among the St. Catherine's girls than Amanda, though. Am I right?
Oh, she's gorgeous. Man, I would love to...
Hey, shut your mouth, pig. You're talking about my future girlfriend and homecoming queen.
Oh, if you say so. Say, who do you think is better looking, though? Amanda or Miss Ebbett?
Well, Miss Ebbett is actually a full-grown woman.
Oh, it's a wonder you have a passing grade in biology, Eric.
Miss Ebbett is in a class of her own.
Doesn't she remind you of a slightly older and sexier Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, it's those violet eyes.
She's beautiful, but I don't really see the resemblance.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Ernest Borgnine's more your type.
Hey, Jack, you were a little brash in front of Mr. Hubble today. Pretty gutsy of you.
He's a punk.
Weren't you afraid you were pressing your luck?
He's not going to be messing with us anymore.
What? What do you mean by that?
Well, he won't be messing with the members of the Red Line Club.
He knows his place now. He knows where the boundaries lay.
Lie.
You can't be serious.
We won't mess with him if he doesn't mess with us.
You're kidding.
Club privileges, old chap.
Well, Miss Ebbett says if she thinks we're really out of line, we're on our own. But Hubble won't be riding our backs for every little thing from now on.
Guys, come on, tell me. I know I've asked 100 times, but how do I become a member of this club?
If I knew, I'd tell you. It just sort of came to us. That's all.
Is it because I'm not on the football team or an athlete of any kind?
Well, Smith isn't on any sports teams. He's a member.
What is it then? Why can't I
be... I told you we don't know. Come on, let's turn in already. Good night, gents.
Secret meetings. I bet you guys have secret meetings with this club.
Go to sleep, Eric.
I can't. The cricket.
Let it sing you to sleep, pal. Just stop worrying about everything.
I sure like that Amanda Gardeau. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to borrow my dad's 57 Bel Air. It's wasted on him. He doesn't know how to enjoy the nice things in life. Breaks his neck making all this money so in his spare time he could just be miserable. Well, that's never going to be me. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive that car right up on campus one day. Oh, it's a real beauty, man. And it's cherry red. Have you guys ever driven a Bel Air? Well, anyway, I'm going to tear down the street. I'm going to go pick up Amanda. We'll go riding with the white top down. My hand on her knee. The radio turned up all the way. Oh, baby doll. When bells ring out, the summer free. Oh, baby doll. When will it end for you and me? We'll sing the old alma mater and think of things that used to be.
Huh. Getting a bit nippy out, huh?
Well, I don't mind so much. What's that there?
Oh, that's one of the teacher's cottages I was telling you about.
It's adorable. What a great deal for a teacher. Oh, look, it even has a chimney. There's a fireplace inside?
Oh, sure, yes. Remember, this place was built in 1890. They needed it back then.
I love it. You know, I think I would live here if we took on the property.
We are joined now in the circle. Let us kneel together, sons of the Red Line Club. Let us pass the bowl of wine. Drink. 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 While the others sleep through their dreams, we are awake inside of our dream. We are the masters of our dreams. Dear disciples of the Order of the Cricket, today you are the seekers. Tomorrow you will be the possessors. You have earned the right to don these pale robes of awakening. But there is one among us who tonight will be named Chief of the Order. Please rise, Jack. Tell the group, Jack. Where does the red line lead?
The red line leads to glory and destiny.
And what must we do?
We must follow the red line.
Follow the red line.
You have proven yourself, Jack Chase. You are the Alpha to my Omega. Today you are the lead man. Soon, you will be able to decipher the message of the cricket's song. Follow the red line.
Follow the red line.
Nothing will be denied to you. I am your instructor, your protector, your servant. Let us rise. All hail our mighty chief. We can never be lost. We can travel anywhere we please if we...
Follow the red line.
Follow the red line.
Mr. Holst?
Yes?
Where's that coming from?
Where's what coming from, Polly?
That smell. The smell of smoke, of burning firewood. You can smell it, can't you?
Well, there's no smoke coming from the chimney of the cottage. And you can see here in the window, there's no fire going in the hearth. Well, let's get moving.
Oh, baby doll, when bells ring out the summer's rain. Oh, baby doll, will it aim for you and me? We'll sing old alma mater and think of things we used to be. I remember so well back when the weather was cool. We used to have so much fun when we were walking to school. If we stopped off to hear the latest songs they sing, we'd make it before the bells would ring. Oh, baby doll, when bells ring out the summer free. Oh, baby doll, will it aim for you and me? We'll sing all alma mater and we'll think of things we used to be.
And that concludes this week's episode. Miss Ebbett was played by Mary Murphy. Eric was played by Alan LaForest. Jack was played by Michael Pate. Chaz was played by Bill Heidrich. Dean Hubble was played by James Reeser. Amanda Gardeau was played by Casey LaForest. Mr. Holst was played by David Linton. And the part of Polly Mansfield was played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance, Oh Baby Doll, written by Chuck Berry, was performed by Nicole Zoritis, accompanied by Jason Taborik. The Red Line, Part 3 of Sing the Old Alma Mater, was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by me. Fireside Mystery Theater is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Jason Taborik. Our sound effects designer was Joe Young. Our audio recording engineer was Ray Lanuza. Our technical director at the Bickford Theater was Louis Perlmutter. And our production coordinators are Dahlia Morali and Brontis Shane Orengo. Special thanks to Eric Hafen, Louis Perlmutter and crew, Michelle Marinelli, Jerry Ryder, and all the truly amazing staff at the Bickford Theater and the Morris Museum. Learn more about their exciting exhibits and events at morrismuseum.org. If you like what we're doing, friends, please take a quick moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us out, and your feedback means the world to us. You can rock out in a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other super cool items adorned with our logo. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and check out all the swag. And heads up, people, don't miss our special Halloween sale next Tuesday, October 31st. You can get a whopping 30% off all our merch. One day only, do it. And hey, you know, it's easy to find us on Facebook or to connect with us on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle is @FiresideMystery. Looking for the kind of thrills and chills that only live radio theater can offer? Well, then the odds are in your favor with our next live podcast taping. We're playing some Games of Chance at the Slipper Room in New York City on Sunday, October 29th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Join us next week as our exploration of Synthadius brings us to a most stunning denouement in Part 4, The Field House. Keep sharp, there may be a pop quiz at the end. Find it wherever you find your podcasts. This is your own Ali Silva. Play hooky, and you're at risk of missing next week's thrilling conclusion. Unless you're willing to end up like those other wastrels who failed to mine the shadows.